Republican lawmakers in the Congress are warning President Trump not to veto a major defense policy bill, as the president wants to add a provision dealing with big tech social media companies, but GOP lawmakers say this is not the right time or the right bill for such a move on what's known as Section 230. The White House said yesterday that the president was sticking to his guns on the issue, even as Republicans in Congress warned against a veto, as frankly I wonder whether we might see the president veto not only the defense bill, but I'm still wondering if there's a chance we could stumble into a government shutdown before Christmas as well. The 46-minute video produced by the White House was sort of a greatest hits of GOP allegations on election fraud, but those same items have also been routinely tossed out of state and federal courts over the past few weeks. The video message was yet another signal from President Trump that he's not going to publicly concede defeat to Joe Biden, but there has been absolutely no evidence that the president's legal effort to overturn the outcome is going anywhere, as it's now been 1 month since Election Day and Biden is clearly the president-elect. President-elect Joe Biden and top Democrats in Congress have now endorsed a slimmed-down bipartisan coronavirus relief bill, all in an effort to try to get some action on aid before a Christmas break. The $908 billion plan is much, much smaller than what Democrats have been pressing for over the past 6 months, as Democratic leaders try to put political pressure squarely on Republicans in the U.S. Senate. The new plan includes extra aid for small businesses and individuals hit by the virus outbreak, along with money for airlines and local governments.